Well, I'm just on my way back from a great meeting with another great church. Got their leaders together tonight, and really good mates with the pastor of the church, and loved hanging out with those people. But it just reminded me again just how much we seriously need the Holy Spirit. And because it's amazing, you know, when His presence and power comes into your life, it just has this way of just dealing with all of the stuff that has been going on. And you might have been having the worst week and have things going wrong and people saying stuff and kind of be under it all and stuff. But man, the Bible says better is one day in the courts of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere. And I'll tell you what, man, even 2 hours in the courts of the Lord is better than an entire day spent somewhere else. And 3 words from the lips of Jesus are better than 1,000 words from the lips of the greatest teacher on earth. And, you know, it's amazing how often the church can have such an issue with the Holy Spirit. And I was just telling the guys tonight that we seem to have this thing with the Holy Spirit. And it's like, you know, we're okay with the God that's in heaven, but we can't handle the God that's on earth. When Jesus walked the earth, everyone was okay with God the Father, but they couldn't handle Jesus. And then Jesus ascended to heaven and send the Holy Spirit, and so now a lot of the church is okay with God the Father and okay with God the Son, but don't know about God the Holy Spirit. But mate, He is God, and He's got such good stuff to bring into our lives. So for the rest of my life, I just want to continue to get in His presence, to love Him, because the more that I love Him and the more that I experience Him, the more I find my heart gets enlarged, my vision gets enlarged. He gives me the power to keep going, and it is all good. The Bible says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to be filled in Jesus' name.